Bonjour, c'est l'épisode 4, number 4. Today we're going to work on nasal sounds, but with a link to the spelling of some words. There are rules, and for example, you're going to find en, A-N, and you're going to find A-M as well. That doesn't change the pronunciation, but there's a reason to it. There's an M before a P or before a B, and that's where that's going to work for O M E M E M. Each time you find those nasal sounds before a B or a P, the N turns into an M. It doesn't change the pronunciation. So let's work on en, A-N, chantant, lancé, enfant. Then there's en, E-N, like enveloppe, enthousiasme. There's on, like bonbon, avion, avant. Bon. Then also we have the sound un, which can be spelt four different ways. E-I-N. A-I-N. A-I-M. E-N. All this is un. Like fin. Like the end. Fin, F-A-I-M, like hunger. Saint, S-A-I-N, like sane. Peindre, P-E-I-N-D-R-E, like to paint. Then also we have un, U-N, un, U-M. Like we also talked about that with parfum and un. So let's do A-M, like ambiance, ampère, and E-M, like embarquement, emballer, emporter, on, O-M, like bonbonne, pomper, tromper. And also you have to understand that E-N-T, which is also en, is not pronounced when it's an end, an ending for a verb, for example, the present. If you say, for example, il chante in the plural, E-N-T in the end. That's the present of chanter. Il chante. We don't pronounce E-N-T. We don't pronounce E-N-T in French. That's the ending. It's a conjugation. But when it comes to an adverb like gentiment, E-N-T, we pronounce it. So remember another rule. Endings or conjugation, present, third person plural, we don't pronounce ENT, but we pronounce it for an adverb, gentiment, or embarquement. Nouns and adverbs, we pronounce ENT in the end, but not the verbs, not the third person plural. Voilà pour aujourd'hui. À la suite, au prochain podcast.